is the JR Sport Brief Show here coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I hope you are safe. I hope you're well. I hope you are amazing. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. This is a 4-hour show. It gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, in New York City. We've been hanging out for an hour. What have we talked about? Bill Belichick getting calls from NFL teams to gauge his interest in coming back, including the Raiders. We heard from some angry coaches. Mick Cronin of UCLA said his basketball players are a bunch of softies. They're soft. He called them soft in public. He called his assistant coaches soft, said they stink. Damn. And then we got James Franklin. This man is getting ready to lead Penn State tomorrow. Hopefully a victory against Notre Dame. And he's over here complaining about Notre Dame's schedule. And it's just like, man, don't you got something better to do? Like, I don't know, like coach? Instead of complaining about Notre Dame's schedule, pretty odd timing. Of course, it is Wednesday, and an hour from now, I'm going to bring you a new top six list. We're going to take a look at six of the most dysfunctional teams in the NFL. These are teams that cannot get out of their way to save their lives, and their fans have to suffer for it. And I can't even just say their fans have to suffer. Their fans have suffered forever. It's pretty terrible. Anyway, if you want to be a part of the show, you can. Don't suffer. Don't suffer. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Thank you to everybody listening on the free Odyssey app. Yeah, put it on your phone. It's free. Did you get some for the holidays? No, this app is free. Consider it a gift for me. People listening on their local affiliates, SiriusXM 158. You can ask a smart speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, yeah, and by the way, you can now watch the show on YouTube. Just go to the Infinity Sports Network YouTube channel and you can watch the JR Sport Brief. Shout outs to everybody in the chat right now. I don't know who the heck these people are. Hey, a guy named Sal is here. What's up, Sal? David, Silvano. Oh, yeah, I see the chat. Thank you so much for hanging out on our live stream on YouTube. You know, amongst everything that we discussed in the first hour of the show, we got a college football, a couple of callers talking about Ohio State and Texas and what that game will look like on Friday. Let me tell you something. If you have an inkling as to what's going on across North America, I don't know where you live right now, but there's a good chance that the temperatures are a little different than what you might be accustomed to. I get it. It's January. It's winter. Things get cold here in Atlanta, Georgia. I don't know how cold it is. I don't look. I haven't looked in a while. It's in the 20s today. Not typical, but it's winter. Hickey, what did it snow in New York a couple days ago? It's probably just as cold in Atlanta as it is in New York right now.
Yeah, it's cold. I think the real feels like in the single digits with the wind this week. It's cold.
Yeah, what do they call it? A polar vortex?
That's right.
Cold air comes from the North Pole and it dips down into our part of the hemisphere, northern hemisphere, lower part of it. And now we all freeze. We get cold. And so wherever you're at, I hope you are keeping warm the best way possible. Being cold outside is not a joke. And it's not just the cold weather. I'm going to get to what's going on in California in a second. But to one of our callers who talked about this game on Friday with Texas, and it's taking place in Jerry's World, mind you, it's going to be cold out there too. Arlington, Dallas, Fort Worth is going to be cold. They're expected to get snow in the Metroplex over Thursday and Friday. Keep in mind, the last time we had a big football game at any level, at any point in time, think about the Super Bowl back in 2011. There was an ice storm before the Super Bowl. There was ice falling off of AT&T Stadium. Like, it was bad. Like, damn it, people got hurt. A person actually died from falling ice from AT&T Stadium. Now, do I think that they're ready for this go around? Do people just want to go from Austin to Dallas, Arlington to watch a football game and between Ohio State? People in Ohio State, they're used to the cold. People in Texas trying to see this? I want you to take a listen. This is from the news earlier today from KTSM 9 News talking about how crazy the weather's going to be for Texas in the Ohio State University.
With freezing temperatures across the nation, the winter weather could impact fans traveling to North Texas for the Cotton Bowl game in Arlington on Friday. Sophia Basule spoke with officials as they pay close attention to the forecast.
They are monitoring the weather and have a game plan just in case. But as of right now, everything remains the same. And the 89th Goodyear Cotton Bowl Classic will take place right here at AT&T Stadium in Arlington on Friday.
As crews prepare for the Cotton Bowl, where the University of Texas and Ohio State University will battle it out for the college football playoff semifinal game, Longhorns and Buckeyes fans traveling to AT&T Stadium may have to make some adjustments as the chance for a wintry mix increases.
You know, they're going to have the game. Don't worry about that. They're going to have the game. Now, the experience for the fans while they're out there, now that's a whole different conversation. That's not going to be pleasant. You know, if you were leaving Columbus, going down to Texas, thinking that you get a little bit of a break, no, not so much. And if you're in Austin, you know, thinking about making that trip and that drive, yeah, it may not be as fun as you thought it would be. And we'll still have the game. I think, if anything, everybody in the Metroplex, they learned from 2011. Obviously, this is a college football playoff game, still a big game, but not to the magnitude of the Super Bowl. I think things will be perfectly fine up in Arlington and at Jerry's World. Hickey, there's always an issue out there, huh? I mean, we had ice falling in 2011. We had a piece of metal fly off a couple of months ago. No funny business this time, right? I don't think so.
I hope not. Like you said, I hope they learned from the weather now almost 15 years ago. Crazy.
I know.
And yeah, I hope they learned from opening the roof a few weeks ago. At least that's the good news about the weather. There's no roof opening, so you don't have to worry about wind coming in and blowing sheets of metal down that just came loose in the rafters there. So at least I guess that's one win about the bad weather. There's no teasing of opening the roof.
We just got to worry about the snow. It's probably just getting to the stadium. That's it. Nothing else. I think after that, everybody will be A-okay, man. It's wild. And that's for Friday. Man, we have the NFL thinking about a game that's going to take place on Monday. By the time we get to Monday Night Football, and I get it, it's now the playoffs. It's not your normal Monday Night Football, but we got a game between the Vikings and the Rams. We saw what happened this past week. The Vikings, you thought it was a big deal for them to miss out on the number one seed. You thought it was a big deal for them to miss out on being in a number one in the NFC, NFC North, all of that. They got to hit the road in Los Angeles. And unless you've been living underneath a rock, as of yesterday, it has been a disaster in Los Angeles. And I mean real close. Typically, you hear about a lot of the wildfires. This is, if you've been to California, this is right up on top of Santa Monica. I was just out there a few weeks ago, Venice and Santa Monica, and just to see the images of the fires and the Palisades and in other parts of suburban Los Angeles where people have lost their homes, it's just, I send nothing but love to everybody out there. They had to cancel the Kings game today. Let's also keep in mind that they have 100-mile-per-hour winds that are blowing in from the desert right now. And, you know, I don't need to be Bill Nye the Science Guy. I don't need to be a scientist to know that, hey, if I got fire and I got wind, that's a bad combination, especially when it's wintertime and things are dry. And so it is horrific some of the images and scenes that we have in Los Angeles right now. And I wish everybody out there nothing but the best. Much love to you and your families. It's kind of crazy. Even last night, you know, I sat here and I made fun of the Lakers for losing to the Dallas Mavericks. And J.J. Redick had to sit out there and answer some of those questions. At the end of his press conference, J.J. Redick made it a point to highlight that this isn't just some fire on TV or on your phone on social media. Like, J.J. Redick had to evacuate his own damn family. Listen to this, and it's terrible.
Just want to acknowledge and send thoughts and prayers to everyone in the Palisades right now. It's where I live. My family and my wife's family, my wife's twin sister, they've evacuated. I know that a lot of people are freaking out right now, including my family. And from the sound of things with the winds coming tonight, I know a lot of people are scared. So just want to acknowledge that, and thoughts and prayers for sure. And hope everybody stays safe.
Man, let me tell you something. Those images were nuts. And it is such there's a reason why people live out there. It's beautiful. It is absolutely beautiful. I mean, we can find a lot of beauty all over North America, but there's a reason why the real estate up in the hills is, and why celebrities live up there. So, and I don't value anybody's life more than another. I think everybody's created equal. I don't give a damn about no celebrity. But there's a reason why that real estate up there is so expensive. It just really stinks that when you have things that are so beautiful, it's a delicate balance. And the fact that the fires and they're running out of water and they got to bulldoze cars out of the road, people have to leave their vehicles. It is just, it's terrible to think about what's going on out there. And so sports, really, as far as I'm concerned, it could take a back seat. Like, imagine being the Rams and you have to practice in that air. Now, look, there's a real possibility. If things continue just with the smoke and the fire, I think SoFi Stadium will be fine. We might have more of a disaster. I wouldn't be shocked if they ended up moving the football game. I don't know, Arizona, you moving it up to Santa Clara, up towards where the Niners play. Like, these are the things that you don't think about, but they're a reality. And it is a sad reality. So I send nothing but love, not just to people in California, but we got people just cold and freezing and snow and ice that are busting ass. And shout outs to the people who help other people when we have to deal with these terrible instances of weather, and sports could take a back seat. So I wish everybody nothing but the best, whether you happen to be in Dallas for a game, Arlington, or whether you be happen to be in Los Angeles. It's just, can't do anything but send a lot of love. Hickey, this is, you don't expect, you can't predict, and I guess you can to a certain degree, but the moment, the second, the time, you can't predict a fire. You can't predict a natural disaster. I can't sit here and predict an earthquake. I can't predict the snow. It's just, hey, it's the earth and what we do with it and how we treat it, and things are going to happen, man. It sucks.
Yeah, especially I was reading it, and apparently this started as like a backyard fire that, with the, obviously, like you said, the dryness and the wind, it just obviously took a life of its own. It's unpredictable. It's very scary, like you said. I mean, 100-mile-an-hour winds. I mean, my mind is blown. It's like gale force winds right now whipping around. That's the absolute worst case scenario for this. Hopefully it's corralled sooner rather than later. Obviously, a lot of damage has already been done. And just at this point, that's all you can do is just hope and pray that things get fixed as quickly as possible.
It is. That's it. You can't wish for nothing but safety. And look, we can, I don't think we will need to, specifically on Friday out in Arlington. I don't think there's going to need to be a delay of the football game in Texas and OSU. I don't think we need that. What happens on Monday for the playoff game? I have no idea. I ain't got no globe. I cannot predict the future. I have zero idea. I just know when push comes to shove, taking care of people and making sure folks are safe, a little bit more important than you know, playing a football game. So much love to everybody out there, coast to coast, because I think everybody's some type of place. You're dealing with some probably abnormal weather. And if you're not, good for you. Send some wishes to the rest of the country, because things are pretty tough right now. Pretty tough. Much love to people in Cali. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. If you want to give me a holler, you can. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. When we come back on the other side, I do want to talk more specifically about the football, because there's so much attention being paid to what's happening with Bill Belichick. We have another older head coach who might get a new opportunity. And there's some other coaches that are around, too, that they aren't receiving as much attention. I'm going to tell you about them on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Yeah, I'll be a ray of sunshine. Why not? It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I need you to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. You know, right before we went to break, we talked about some of the horrific weather conditions that are taking place in California, how it could affect and how it's already affected a lot of people out in the Los Angeles area, how the effect it's had on the Kings. We had a Kings game tonight that's been canceled at Crypto.com, Idiot Name Arena. You know, we might have it affect the Minnesota Vikings and the Rams this upcoming Monday night. We have no idea. Nobody can go out there and predict the weather. Even when you think about Texas and Ohio State, the game that's going to take place on Friday, I mean, out in Arlington, Texas, they're expecting snow and ice and just bad weather between Thursday and Friday. So sending nothing but good vibes and a lot of love to everybody out there listening, or wherever you might be in North America. There's been a big emphasis on coaching. We open up the show by talking about Bill Belichick and where he might go, and or whether he might stay in North Carolina. I don't see him leaving or going anywhere. I think it would be pretty classless and disrespectful to the great people of UNC. I don't think he's going anywhere. But to that degree, a lot of what we have heard surrounding coaching has been about Bill Belichick. It's been about Mike Vrabel. Obviously, Ben Johnson is going to interview with the New England Patriots. Everybody's always looking for the hot new thing. Like Bill Belichick. Hickey, this is a bad correlation, but here we go. You ready for this?
Oh, I can't wait.
Bill Belichick, he was with the older woman. Even though she was younger than him, he was with the older woman. Remember her?
Linda Holiday.
Hickey, come on now. You remember her name?
Yeah, she was famous. They dated for a while.
I don't know who the hell she is. I know she's 10 years younger than him.
Oh, see, I didn't know that. It's okay. So I know a fact and you know a fact. And look at that. We both just got smarter right now.
Yeah, so we, with our powers combined, we're like Captain Planet. But besides that, yeah, she's older. Now Bill Belichick, he got somebody younger, right? Like, how old is she? Is she 23?
Let's just say I think she's young enough to where if she's walking around on campus, a lot of people would confuse her for a student.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, she young. Well, for example, Bill Belichick went for the hot young thing. He left the old thing behind. He got himself a hot young thing. And so that's what happens in coaching, too. Ben Johnson has never been a head coach in the NFL. People see what he did in resurrecting the career of Jared Goff and all the offense that we currently have. Gibbs is 4 touchdowns and LaPorta, great rookie. We got all the offense we could want with the Lions. And people want to see if he can replicate that for another team. People want the hot new thing. It was only a year ago that we had a guy just a couple of months older than Bill Belichick. He old, too. He got the boot. And he might, I don't want to say be resurrected. That sounds terrible. But he might be brought back into the NFL. His name is Pete Carroll. You don't hear a lot about Pete Carroll. Reportedly, Pete Carroll is chatted up with the Chicago Bears. Pete Carroll wants to stand outside in that cold-ass Soldier Field that they want to move to the suburbs. Pete Carroll wasn't ready to leave the Seahawks. The Seahawks were ready to move on from him. It doesn't matter if he won one Super Bowl and then blew another one. It doesn't matter what he did on the college level. The man is 73 years old right now. And the Seahawks, who are basically waiting for a new owner, and Paul Allen, God rest his soul, no longer is. Family is holding on to the team. They brought on Mike McDonald. He had a 10-7 record. The Seahawks, not good enough to make the postseason. They just fired their offensive coordinator. So maybe it's not just all Pete Carroll, who pretty much got sick of Russell Wilson just ad-libbing, trying to throw the ball around. And so Pete Carroll wants a gig. You want to know somebody who believes that Pete Carroll should get a gig at 73 years old? A guy who used to crush quarterbacks like Russell Wilson. His name is J.J. Watt. He was on the Pat McAfee show. And he says, Pete Carroll, damn it, this man deserves another job.
Pete Carroll, I think, deserves another shot. I don't know why it's such a, like, why it's not more common that he should get another shot and would be successful. I mean, I think that he's a great ball coach. Guys love playing for, has had success. He's a guy that I would certainly look at. And he's also one of those CEO types who, yes, he has his hands in a lot of the different things, but he's not going to be running your offense or your defense. He's going to be overseeing the organization as a whole and making sure the entire thing runs properly. So I really like him.
Man, let me tell you something. I'd be surprised if Pete Carroll got a job. I think this is what you, I mean, when you interview people, you want to pick people's brains. You just don't want to hire the first person that pops up unless Mike Vrabel says, please, please take me now. You're doing due diligence as well. When you're interviewing people, you want to know what they think about the inside of your organization. You want to know what they think about the talent that you have. And I don't want to call this age discrimination because Pete Carroll is 73 years old. But I think not that things have passed him by. You want something different. You bring in Pete Carroll. How long is he coaching? I'm coaching another 10 years, I think not. And what do you just want him to all of a sudden wake up and hire people that are going to fix Caleb Williams so he has confidence? I don't know about that. I want to bring somebody on and have him hire people who have experience to fix Caleb Williams to help the team grow, not a stopgap. I like Pete Carroll. I love his personality. I love the fact that he can wear Nike Air Monarchs like he's getting ready to go mow your lawn, okay? I love the fact that he's chewing gum, that he's enthusiastic, that he's an old man wearing khakis. I love the fact that Pete Carroll looks like your grandpa. I love it. I hate to say it, but I'm not hiring him as my head coach. I think it's done. We knew all we needed to know when Seattle said no thank you. So it's just think it's time to move on. This man was coaching there from 2010 to last year. That's a long run. Now, if he was a younger man, they'd still keep him, but he's 73 years old. If Pete Carroll wanted to do something, file an age discrimination suit. That's it. Unfortunately, I think he's done. And he's a great coach. I think he can still coach. But to be hired somewhere to start fresh and start new, I'm not doing it. Unless you felt that you were so close to a Super Bowl and you just needed the coach and everything else was there. No. These are bad teams with bad systems. Pete Carroll shouldn't waste his time. But he misses it. He said he wasn't ready to leave Seattle. I don't think he's coaching again. Hickey, you think this man's getting a job? I think not.
I don't know if he will. I think he should, though. For organizations like the Jets.
No, boy.
The Raiders.
You got
again? Yeah.
Pete Carroll was there already. Almost 30 years ago.
And guess what? They're back in the toilet. Jets, Raiders, Jaguars. Like, he, to your point with his age, he's a stopgap, right? That's where you could probably realistically expect 3 or 4 years.
Romeo Crennel, wasn't he the oldest guy? It's 74 and something like that.
I think you're right, and it did not last, obviously, very long. David Culley was up there.
Yeah, Romeo Crennel was 73. He was the oldest coach in NFL history at 73 years old. Pete Carroll is 73 today.
But he has the energy of like a 45-year-old. No, he's 73, but he acts 43.
Was he drinking Dan Campbell's coffee? Like, is that healthy for his heart?
I don't know what his regime is, but I got to figure it out because he's got life. He has more life than me.
Oh, don't say that.
I almost got 40 years on him.
Oh, don't say that. Hey.
But for 3 or 4 years, right? For a guy, it's not going to be a long-term answer. But for teams that need organization, who need a plan and an idea how to win, isn't he not the perfect guy to get the Raiders out of the dumpster? Like, isn't he not the perfect bridge for the Jets to figure it out?
You need a succession plan. And who wants to deal with all of that, right? I don't know. You're going to have Pete Carroll come. Does he want to be a babysitter? Does he want to kind of drag somebody along? Or does he want to be an NFL coach? Who wants to babysit? Nobody wants to do that. And by the way, I looked up Pete Carroll. How does he stay in shape? It's behind a paywall. Oh, no, there it is. Yeah. He says he's trying to have fun. I'm trying to have fun out here, and that's part of being available to do it. You got to work, and you know you got to stay in shape and do the things you want to do. Okay. He says he plays catch every day. Football has always been about playing catch. Okay. He plays catch. There you go.
With gloves on? Probably.
What, like Harbaugh?
Yeah, you ever see it? He wears gloves.
Yeah, well, he's a weirdo.
Okay. So is Pete Carroll, I guess you could argue.
And is he Harbaugh level? Is he eating cheeseburgers for breakfast?
No, is he? Probably not the cheeseburgers. That's no good for his heart. But like I was gonna say, probably wouldn't take his shirt off like Harbaugh did. But actually, I take that back. God. He did take his shirt off in the DK Metcalf meeting. Actually, think about it. There's a lot of similarities between Jim Harbaugh and Pete Carroll.
Let's not. The outside of Harbaugh actually got his head rattled a couple times. Really, in the NFL, yeah. No.
If Pete Carroll's recruiting, I could see him having a sleepover with like a recruit.
Excuse me.
You ever see that story about Jim Harbaugh?
What, in a living room somewhere?
Back in the days, right, when actually like were restrictions on recruiting, you could not, like, basically this dead period up until like midnight, unless just call it January 1st. You couldn't talk.
He slept out in the front of somebody's house or something, right?
He knocked on the door at midnight and had like a sleep, like he like slept over the house with like a kicker that he, I think it was Jake Moody, if I'm not mistaken. He's not been very good with the 49ers. But he's like a big prize kicker that like the first day, like midnight, that you could actually talk to like juniors in high school, there Jim Harbaugh was like a sleeping bag and he had a sleepover at the kid's house and it worked. He got to Michigan, but.
No, thank you.
No? You can't see Kyle doing that?
Is Bill Belichick going to do a sleepover? He can bring his hot young girlfriend. Why not?
Let me tell you, they get invited to a pool.
Have her bring her friends. You know, I think if Bill Belichick brings his girlfriend and then she brings some of her friends, and I think Bill Belichick will sign everybody.
Are you getting recruiting advice from Rick Pitino by chance?
Hey, listen. I'm not selling shoes. I don't know about parties and prostitutes. I don't know what you're talking about. Okay, Higgy?
Look, it worked for Rick. He got a lot of good recruits coming to Louisville for a long time.
Hickey, I know a guy. That doesn't sound good. I know a guy who's locked up because of that whole thing. Okay?
Really?
Yeah, I know a guy. He's locked up.
Sheesh.
He got caught in all of that. He's locked up. He's serving time right now, Hickey.
No, that was no joke.
It wasn't a joke. Man. And shout out to everybody holding it down. Damn. Damn, Hickey.
Damn, that's right. I didn't mean to take you down a dark road there.
No, you didn't take me down a down. I'm here. I'm free.
That's true. You're not doing anything wrong.
For now. Hey, as far as I know.
And don't self-incriminate here, please.
Yeah, so as I have to think about that. I just show up, turn the microphone on, and shout outs to everybody on the stream, and I sit my ass right here in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm going to keep it that way. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Yeah, there's more coaches out here than just Bill Belichick and Vrabel. When we come back, we're going to hear from another coach, a couple of them. Why? Because we actually do have a playoff game that there is no issues about the weather. We got the Eagles and we got the Packers. You don't got to worry about the weather, but you might have to worry about injuries. Is Jalen Hurts going to be available to play? Did he clear concussion protocol? And what's the deal with Jordan Love and his elbow? I know Christian Watt, I know he ain't playing. He got blew out his ACL. We're going to talk about the Eagles and the Packers on the other side of the break. If you want to call me, you can. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. So much talk about the coaches. College coaches. NFL coaches. Complaining coaches. Changing coaches. Let's talk about some players. We got to wait a little while for this. It's Sunday. I'm going to be all football out. Hickey, who brought up the point? Was it one of our guests yesterday? Was it Kabinda? He talked about how much football we got, playoff football we got starting tomorrow.
Oh, I forget. Or was it
somebody?
Someone, yeah, start like it's 5 days in a row of just high-level football.
That's right. We get Penn State tomorrow and Notre Dame. We get Ohio State and Texas on Friday. We got the NFL taking things over on Friday and Saturday and hopefully Monday, God willing, with the fire situation out in Los Angeles with the Rams and the Vikings. So, yeah, we got a lot of football. But if we hit the fast forward button just a little bit, today is Wednesday. It's still Wednesday. In about 15 minutes from now, I'm going to give you a new top six list. We're going to take a look at some of the most dysfunctional franchises that currently exist in the NFL. So you don't got to wait too much longer for that. But we got some news that has come down the pipe today that has playoff implications. Let's go ahead and take a look at the Philadelphia Eagles. Because when you think about the NFC, there's been a lot of attention paid, obviously, to the Detroit Lions, who happen to be NFC favorites to win it all or represent the NFC, at least. The Minnesota Vikings, a lot of attention bestowed upon them, given Sam Darnold's explosion this year. And their skin of their teeth, missed opportunity to claim the position that the Lions are currently in. And then there's the Philadelphia Eagles. Let's keep in mind, heading into this season, Nick Sirianni was one of these coaches who was on the hot seat. I'm not putting him in the Doug Peterson, Rob Saleh, Eberflus space. But Nick Sirianni was a bad stretch away, a bad season away from getting the boot. So much talk last year about whether or not both he and Jalen Hurts, do they get along? Do they hate each other's guts? We had to go through a stretch this season with Jalen Hurts. Is he passing the ball enough? And it's just Brown is angry. He wants to. Everybody wants the ball, right? And then you got Saquon, who didn't even play in the last game because they wanted to preserve this man's body. Instead of embarrassing the New York Jets and claiming the all-time leading season rushing record, they sat him down. The Eagles finished the season at 14-13. But this is the larger issue at hand. And I said this yesterday. We had a knucklehead call up and say, Kenny Pickett is great. Nobody wants to see Kenny Pickett. Nobody. Here's the deal. We have not seen Jalen Hurts since before Christmas. I remember watching this game on Sunday, December 22nd. You want to know why? Because I had a couple dollars that this man would throw a touchdown. It didn't happen. He got knocked out of the game after throwing only four passes. Jalen Hurts he's been in concussion protocol since then. And in order for him to clear concussion protocol and play in Sunday's game, he has to practice. An independent neurologist has to examine his brain. Hick, you ever spoke to one of those before?
No, sir, I've not.
Good. Good. Keep it that way. But either way, it's a good first step that Jalen Hurts has showed up to work today and actually practiced for the first time since Christmas. You got to love it. Nick Sirianni, the head coach of the Eagles, the head crier of the Philadelphia Eagles, he spoke to the media today and he was asked if he is worried about Jalen Hurts being rusty of all things.
This is why you practice. This is why you go through the process of practicing and all the things that you do at practice to get on the same page, to do everything there. We feel like we practice at a very high intensity level. Yeah, this is why you go out there and do those things.
Oh, man, listening to him is hilarious. I think I've said this before. If you put Mike McDaniel and Nick Sirianni in the same room, it's going to be filled with a lot of repetition and a lot of practice. It's just, I'd pay. Well, not really. I'd be entertained to listen to them for 5 minutes. And then you think about another quarterback. Well, first of all, Rusty, I would not be worried about this man being rusty. I'd be happy that he's good enough to be out on the field. You ain't winning nothing with a rookie quarterback, and then you got Kenny Pickett. The Philadelphia Eagles might as well pack it in. And then, unfortunately for the Green Bay Packers, like, they got to deal with a situation in Jordan Love. He busted up his elbow the other day. You're at Christian Watson already has a torn ACL. He's done for the year. We know how much that they love in Green Bay to throw the ball around. Are they just going to hand the ball to Josh Jacobs and just say, hey, you do the dirty work? I don't know if that's going to be enough. The Eagles have so much firepower. Come on. The Eagles, if Hurts is healthy enough to play, I think you'd be crazy not to give them the edge. No disrespect to all of our wonderful listeners in Green Bay. Even if you're in Green Bay right now, you would have to admit, the Green Bay Packers are the underdog right now. Now, what the hell is the deal with Jordan Love's elbow? Well, Matt LaFleur, someone who never gives too much information, if any information at all. He was asked about this with the media, and you guessed it. He gave a very, 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 very short answer.
Was Jordan able to throw it all, Matt?
Yeah, he was limited. Yeah, on a limited basis.
Damn. Hickey, why does he act like a warden? Is he the coach of a football team, or is he just like, yeah, he was able to throw it. He's so angry. Be nice, right? No?
He turns into a different person when it's like injury talk. Like I said, it's locked down. He becomes Bill Belichick. Limited.
Yeah, I know, right? Do we need that? In order to be a successful NFL coach, do you have to be a jackass? I get it. These guys are stressed to no end. They make a lot of money to be stressed. I don't know how much they enjoy it. I mean, the money that they make, I guess, in the offseason a little bit. Do they all got to be angry? Like Rob Saleh, he came across as a nice guy. And sometimes to his own detriment, right?
Yeah, you could argue he was too nice. Too smiley. Not angry enough.
Rex Ryan wasn't, and when Rex Ryan was angry, it was comical anger. Like, let's go get a snack. Like, that was his version of angry. Like, I need a, have we had a happy, like Pete Carroll. Maybe that's why he doesn't have a job. He's old and happy. He should be working at the post office, right?
That could be a good retirement cake for him. On his feet, moving around, delivering letters, shaking hands, kissing babies.
No, working in the back.
Oh, you want him sorting the mail? You can't even have him work at the post office and delivering the mail?
Hickey, there are people working at the post office right now. If you work, let me tell you this. If you work for the United States Postal Service, you should turn this up right now. If you're in the back, turn it up. You deserve a raise. You deserve a raise because I know they work you. You deserve a raise. We had all these people complaining about their mail not coming. The mail doesn't come on time. It doesn't come fast enough. That's because they don't pay you enough money. Hickey, I was going to say that I was going to yell at our government, but they should pay. The government should pay everybody more, right?
Me up. Raise minimum wage. Everyone should get more money.
Everybody should get more money and they should take less money from me. How about that? You too. And everybody. Yeah, right?
If that's your campaign, you got my vote, sir.
I don't know how our bridges and roads are going to look, but
hey, more money in my pocket. Who cares?
Yeah, right. I built my own bridge at my house. Y'all figure it out. If there's a body of water, that means you shouldn't go over it. How about that? That would be my slogan. Who needs a bridge? Just get a boat. Get a boat instead. Oh, wow. What a world we live in. The Gulf of Hickey, what do they want to rename the Gulf of Mexico or Gulf of America?
The Gulf of America.
What's that going to do? Lower my taxes instead. Gulf. I don't care what they could call it, the Gulf of nowhere for all I care. Oh, and shout outs to everybody who lives in the Gulf. Friends in Texas, friends in Florida, Louisiana, Alabama, Mississippi. Yeah, all of y'all. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. It's Wednesday. When we come back on the other side, I'm going to share with you the first top six list of 2025. I've been doing top six lists on YouTube like 15 years ago. And now I'm happy to have it here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm going to give you a top six list of the most dysfunctional franchises in the NFL. Yeah, think about a few. I'm going to list them out on the other side. Thank you to everybody listening on the free Odyssey app. Thank you to everybody watching on our free live stream on the Infinity Sports Network YouTube channel. A new top six list on the other way. I'm going to walk you through some of the most dysfunctional teams in the NFL today. Here's a teaser. Washington isn't on the list anymore. Congratulations. First time in a long time. I'll tell you the six on the other side. The JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.